Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, who you saying made that beat?
Damn, Glacier. This one's finna kill you.
Yeah. I just want it all, Billy. I deserve the ball, Billy. Who can I call, Billy? Call me through it all when I'm running small. Tighter belly ass, Billy. Skinny nigga, but I'm Jimmy. Be away, buddy, bitch. Sound stiff for these snitches. Yeah. I just want it all, Billy. I deserve the ball, Billy. Who can I call, Billy? Call me through it all when I'm running small. Tighter belly ass, Billy. Skinny nigga, but I'm Jimmy. Be away, buddy, bitch. Sound stiff for these snitches. I don't really got feelings. Get a shit from a father. Hustle nigga, I'm a baller. A bad bitch might call us. Know a couple bitches, they stalker. Know a couple niggas, they talker. Like a dog, I'm a walker. Been drippin' sauce walker. Same niggas I'm taxing. Same ones that's lacking. Ain't really by the action. Know you really by the acting. I don't fuck with that capping. Draco, get the clapping. Fucked around, start snapping. You don't know what a nigga. Myself to break. Yeah. I just want it all, Billy. I deserve the ball, Billy. Who can I call, Billy? Call me through it all when I'm running small. Tighter belly ass, Billy. Skinny nigga, but I'm Jimmy. Be away, buddy, bitch. Sound stiff for these snitches. Yeah. I just want it all, Billy. I deserve the ball, Billy. Who can I call, Billy? Call me through it all when I'm running small. Tighter belly ass, Billy. Skinny nigga, but I'm Jimmy. Be away, buddy, bitch. Sound stiff for these snitches. It ain't sweet. Tryna get up on my feet, nigga. Real life shit, wanna get up out them streets, nigga. Fuck them niggas, I'm just who they wanna be, nigga. Never gave a fuck, that's always been on me, nah. Real life always been a motherfucking G, nah. Make me wanna start a riot with you. Pussy nigga, try it. Up the stick, it make me quiet. Up the flea, know I get violent. I don't trip, that's just a problem. Know I fuck with all that hollering. You don't know what a nigga. I just want it all, Billy. I deserve the ball, Billy. Who can I call, Billy? Call me through it all when I'm running small. Tighter belly ass, Billy. Skinny nigga, but I'm Jimmy. Be away, buddy, bitch. Sound stiff for these snitches.
Yo, y'all already know the motherfucking vibes. Backwoods TV for the record radio. Yo, what's good? Y'all tapped in another Thursday with your boy. We always rocking out. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent business owners. You already know the vibes here. What the fuck we doing here? Shout out to my boy Flock Geyser. The whole for the record radio team. You already know the shit. Shout out to my whole We Made Us movement. Y'all already know the vibe. Shy, I see you over there, bro. You already know the shit. Big Mouth, what up? Lil Mouth, Honcho, what's good? Kenfo, what up? Y'all already know the fucking vibes. But I want to welcome y'all to another episode of Backwoods TV. You already know the shit. Shout-outs, yo. I got some good guests coming through. We're starting out a little light right now. We're starting out a little slow. But we about to get the guests coming in here. So you know the vibes. Just to let y'all know a few things, a few announcements going on before I jump into this. Peep this. Mouth Messages just dropped the Jordan video. Make sure y'all tap the fuck in. Him and Kenfo working some shit out, and they got some shit coming. Honcho working on the EP. I'm working on that. Back to Work Part 3. Dig this. 21 motherfucking songs. Yes, that's how I'm coming. 12 visuals. That's how I'm fucking coming. Y'all already know the vibes, though. So, you know, I'm waiting for a few of the, you know, the peoples to come through. But we're going to jump straight into this automatically. Hey, yo, Flock, I'm feeling like I'm making a comeback. You already know the vibes. Let me get that comeback real quick. Let's jump this off for comeback.
Oh, yeah. I'm back to work on that ass for the third time. I'm on my worst behavior all year. Fuck yeah. Hey, yo.
Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits. You better go long. I got the team behind me. You know I go strong. Hip-hop has been a minute, so... Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits, you better go long. I got the team behind me, I gotta go strong. If you know a better MC, I say you did wrong. I know it's been a minute, but now I'm back up on the clock. It's time to rock it off, that mean I'm back up to the top. People still sleeping, I'm a beast with the wordplay. You ain't seen as many bars as Tweety in the Birdcage. Chickens love my lingo, y'all still on my lingo. I've been talking spicy, my flow like Doritos. Pain on mine and stun on them, watch me crush your ego. Run up, you gon' get more than a stick, no Lilo. I'm posted like I'm Debo, fly it in the jet plane. Ice all on my neck, my chest like the X game. I've been doing me, don't confuse me with the next lane. Y'all must got me fucked up, and I don't mean no sex game. Oh yeah, I'm a monster, rap has been impossible. NBA 2K flow, I'm next up on the roster. No dad had a slack, but I'm a father to your toddler. That promise went over your head like a cut from blind barber. Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits, you better go long. I got the team behind me, you know I go strong. Hip-hop has been a minute, so
come on back.
Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits, you better go long. I got the team behind me, I gotta go strong. If you know a better MC, I say you did wrong. Say you got the crown, if you the best, say less. Show me something, all that talk cheap, pay less. Call me semi-side, I spit like I'm a full clip. Then this ride is Scotty Pippen, I'm back on my bullshit. People riding waves, just watch the lane switch up. When I raise that grip up, your casket with they fix up. Two L's in my ear, you a square niggas lift up. When you see me stunting, your face is what you pick up. Y'all keep doing subliminals, why I send a warning for? I've been round the globe, niggas local, you a corner store. Playing feel like Iraq, and shit, I ain't scared to war. Never mind the beef, that's what the hammers and the homies for. Any track I touch, I kill it, that's a body bag. Timmy been the truth, no lie, I'm a polygraph. Oh, you niggas flossing, but me, I spent a lot of cash. I've been on my shit 20 years, and I ain't gotta brag. Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits, you better go long. I got the team behind me, you know I go strong. Hip-hop has been a minute, so
come back.
Y'all ain't heard the real in so long. All I do is make hits, you better go long. I got the team behind me, I gotta go strong. If you know a better MC, I say you did wrong.
It is what it is, nigga. Mike and Love. Y'all already know what happened. Where them hustlers hung.
Hey, yo, y'all already know the fucking vibe. I had to throw a little bit of splash of myself in there. That's off that upcoming Back to Work Part 3. You know the shit. We in this bitch. And you know how I start my shows off. I always start these bitches off with a bang. So I want to bring somebody on my show who gave me an opportunity on theirs as well. And I feel like giving love back is what we need to do. So I'm about to bring somebody I call Bill Talk Your Shit Blast to the motherfucking station. Yo.
What's up? Yo, what's good?
Bill Blast, what's good, bubba?
What's up with you, man? What's going on?
Much love, bro. I appreciate you first and foremost on For the Record and Backwoods TV. I want to thank you for you coming on the show and taking time out today to come through and show some love. So that's first and foremost.
Well, I appreciate that, man, for real.
So, yo, tell the people what your name is and what you do, though. Talk to the people. Let them know what you do.
I do a radio show on Tapping Radio called Deeper Than Comedy with my guy, Reese the Comedian. I do videography for work, and I deal with, I say music. I dealt with almost all the artists, well, every artist in Plainfield, you know what I'm saying? I had a podcast for 5 years.
Absolutely.
I done interviewed everybody out here, every black business. Anybody you think of out here, I interviewed. Put a light on them.
Absolutely. And that's what it's about here, like, you know what I mean? I definitely tapped into you on Reese's show, and I fuck with what y'all doing and the energy y'all putting out and what y'all trying to do for the artists of Plainfield, especially with me being one of them. So I respect right. that and definitely have respect to you on that. On this show, though, we do a little segment where I ask you a couple questions. Now, I mean, I always tell this to anybody. I usually don't go get out of character and none of that ignorant shit, but I ask right. three questions. If you feel like there's some shit that you like, nah, bro, you got to kind of shy away from that. Definitely feel free to check me and put me in my place, and we definitely go to the next question, or we, you know, go to the next one. But my question to you, sir, is, hey, yo, I tapped into your show. What made you and Reese start doing them shows, or was it just one person idea? Did y'all come together on some mutual shit and really sat down and was like, this is what I'm trying to do?
Well, I knew Reese like the last 5 years. Reese had a podcast. We started our podcast around the same time. So like he stopped and I kept going. And then the pandemic hit. So then I stopped doing the podcast because the studio I was at, you know, you couldn't go in the studio because of the whole shit with the COVID. He had hit me up like, yo, I got an opportunity on the radio show. You know what I mean? Exactly. We already worked together previously. So I'm like, fuck it. I jump on it. It's about nothing.
I dig it, yo. That's respect, yo. Like, I believe in one man push another, and we both, you know, push each other to get the job done. Cause I have
Word.
A close friend like that with me too, as well. That, you know what I mean? He kind of pushed my music from day one, and stayed in my ass about pushing it and staying strong on it, and not stopping and being consistent. So, respects to Reese the Comedian. I definitely respect him. That nigga, something vicious on some comedian shit. My second question to you, Bill, is as far as the videographer work, how did you get enticed into wanting to, you know, do that type of work, you know, especially with what you already had going on and the type of things you were doing previous to that?
Yeah, well, when I was doing the podcast, I was shooting that shit off my phone all the time. Like, I did everything myself. You know, only thing I didn't do was hit the record button on the mic. But as far as, like, I recorded everything on my phone. I edited, you know what I'm saying? I booked. I did everything dolo. So as I'm shooting the podcast with the phone, I started learning this shit a little bit. I started shooting videos with the phone. And I'm like, fuck it, I might as well go full-fledged and shoot videos. You know, niggas ask me, so I end up buying the camera and just start putting the work in. But this is, like, a short-term thing. Like, I only been doing this video shit for, like, the last, you know, with the camera for, like, the last 6 months. You know, it's really new to me when it comes to the camera work.
I can dig it. And, you know, that's kind of where, like I said, one man inspired the next. That's where I got the idea. That's shout-outs to Flock Geyser and For the Record Radio. I started mine on the blog, just on Facebook Live, interviewing people and just trying to open up the bar for people to be able to get their music out as well as whatever yeah. business it is they were doing. And I fortunately had a viewer that, I was on his station a few times, and he was like, you know what? That's a dope concept, but let's try this. Let's try and bring this to the radio station. And, you know, so I definitely, you know, feel you on that nature, you know, as far as that point. And I actually,
yeah, like, I've been doing this shit. I've been doing it for a while. Like, you just saying this right here is deeper than comedy shit. Like, this is fairly new. You know, like, I done interviewed every artist in Plainfield already. I interviewed almost every black business out here. I done interviewed athletes, you know. I done did interviews and niggas' establishments. Like, I've been doing this shit for a long time. Like, the radio thing, Tapping Radio, Deep in Comedy, that's just some shit me and Reese started doing. But previously, like, any artist that you could think of out here, I done touched already. Anybody who do clothes, food, you know what I'm saying? If you're a trainer, I don't probably interview every single person out here. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I slowed down because I'm gonna tell you, niggas don't appreciate it. You know, it's fun in the beginning. It's cool. Like, niggas fuck with you in the beginning. It's fine. Everything is love. But then you'll notice as time go on, niggas start hating you for no reason. Like, I get a lot of slander right now. And the other shit is I get the slander when I don't know how the fuck I get it. When I put a lot of you niggas, I put a lot of light on a lot of these niggas out here. Believe it or not, a lot of niggas don't get the shine unless I put the shine on them. And that's real shit. I've been doing this shit too long.
Talk your shit. Talk your motherfucking shit.
Nah, it's real shit. I've been doing this shit for a
while. Nah, that's what I'm saying. And that's good that you, like, I respect that because that's what it is about the show. It ain't about disrespecting nobody or offending nobody at all. But I also have a media stream where you come talk your shit and be yourself. That's what's going to make, you know, that's what's going to ultimately make.
I'm telling you, though, it comes with, it's going to come with the hate and shit, and niggas don't fuck with you. Just be on the lookout. Like, it's fun now. It's cool. You're just starting. It's great. But as time goes on, you'll realize niggas hate what you do, and they'll find a reason to hate you. They'll find every which reason not to fuck with you. So, like, just remember that. Pay attention to that.
Oh, I'm always on my ones and twos. Like, don't, for one thing, I'm a whole hood nigga at the end of the day. I'm a man and a gentleman first. But I'm a whole hood nigga. I was taught from day one to watch my back, stay on my ones and twos. So as far as that, before we get out of here, Bill, yo, real talk, I got to bring you back for a whole another interview because you touched on some shit that I actually wanted to touch on, but I'm going to need a whole lot more time than what I got today to actually get on that. So I'm going to bring you back to the show because there's some topics I definitely would like to touch on with you because, yo, for real, I can't even cap you. My boy Flop, he been doing this shit for dumb long, and no cap, he just said, I feel you, like, so it's real shit on this show. I understand where you coming from. It's the same shit with music. Some niggas like you at first, then hate you in the long run, but at the end of the day, the love, for me, the hate come with love, but the love always overpowers, so it don't, when one man eat, don't make me shit, honestly.
For me, I want it all. You want to hate me? I want that hate. You love me, I want that love. I want all that shit. So niggas will say, oh, I'm fucking, yeah, I take all that. Yeah, what's up, though? What up?
Before we get out of here, Bill, I want to give you a chance to shout out your social medias and your platforms where everybody can find you, how they can reach you to do business with you, because you will be getting some ads on Facebook. Don't be surprised. It's coming.
Yeah, Facebook is William McDonald, and then on IG, and Twitter is Bill Blast Beats. If you want to see some, most of my video work, you probably can catch it on my Bill Blast Beats page. You can catch all my, like, all the shit I've done on there. So, you know, check me out. Follow me. Fuck with me.
Absolutely. I'm tapped in with the boy. I definitely follow him. I see what he's doing. You already know I bring hardworking people on my show. I only bring people that I see grinding, putting in the same work I do. Before we get out of here, Bill, do you got any motherfucking type of request of an artist that you want to hear before you get out of here?
The only artist I fuck with is Mike. I mean, hey, I fuck with a lot of artists, but my nigga Mike Larry, that's my guy.
Flock, you already know the motherfucking vibes of what we do here. We give the people what they ask for, so let me get that Mike Larry. You already know who we brought to the party.
Appreciate that, man, for real.
Absolutely, and I'll see you soon for another show, brother, man.
All right. One.
Yeah, we got a little technical difficulty on the song real quick. We about to throw that on for y'all. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah. Blue October. Mike Larry Pluto.
Miss God Chameleon.
Bill Blast, what up?
Feeling Magna Carta-ish, yeah. Expect to hear me on the heart of shit. Really from the trenches in the heart of it. Twerk contest, shut up the DJ that started it. That thing just dropped, I'm starting to feel marvelous. Ladies want feeling them, yeah. Niggas just staring them. We ain't never tripping on no hoes, we just sharing them. 40 for the watch, 40 Glock, ain't no fear in them. Parked outside, you see my sharks in the aquarium. Ain't keeping nothing bottled in. You pay, cop a bottle in. My bitch is solid 10, my bottle girl bring a model friend. You ain't tryna have a good time, eat a hollow then. Shorty screaming gang gang, come here let's get you swallowed in. Drinking on my licks, but she thick so I might not trip. Got a spilly in my section, said she like my fit. I just stuck to the script, that's how Mike got chips. That's some pills in my sneaks, I really spike my kicks. On my high horse, like I'm taking over the land. Had a good day, profit margin over a band. This pill got me feeling mad, you can't control what I'm saying. Start spazzing when they play this, so I know it's a jam. I don't see me in the future, I just play along. Shorty said she love me, got her soaking up her favorite thong. Text said you shorted me, damn I must have waited wrong. Set him in a spot and when I leave I can bring it to him. Now we eating lobsters, we used to fry fish sticks. She know when you with me every day it's like Christmas. I'm about to do some big shit, you don't wanna miss this. Good headed, get you Birkin bags on your wish list. Facts, I ain't never lie, my niggas get hella fly. Smashed the first night, I shot it on her, gave a Megan vibe. Spoke to the plug, he about to hit me off with megapods. Cars like the Jets offense, I don't never drive. Smoking big flavors, strapped for the big haters. Used to live in Section 8, now I got rich niggas. Diamonds dancing on my neck and wrist like I did capers. Nigga kept rolling hand cracks, you gotta switch savers. Niggas hate us so much that they kids hate us. Going to the moon, we just might let your bitch take us, nigga. Mike Lowry, Blue Eye. Blue October.
Y'all already know the motherfucking vibes for the record radio, Backwoods TV. We made us, like I said, nigga, we made us. We self-made, independent. Shout-outs to Big Homie Mouth. Shout-outs to Shalit OG. Shout-outs to Mills the General. Shout-outs to my boy Chef Natwine. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Yo, we gonna keep the same energy going. I'm about to bring somebody. It's an honor to bring on my show. He's a hard-working man. I've been watching him working. He's still on his shit every day. I'm going to let him talk to you. Hey, yo, where you from and what you do, school?
Yeah, what's good, man? This money-making Mitch out here, man. Corporate Mitch.
Yes, sir.
You know, entrepreneur, jack of all trades. You feel what I'm saying? They're the words of my boy Chipper. Sidebar. But nah, I got my kid clothing line. Me and my wife came out with that damn thing. My boy was born. I think he was about eight, nine months. I took a picture of him coming out that refrigerator with a chocolate cake all around his mouth. That picture, man, that shit was the $1 million picture. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
And from there, I just started building it. I came out with the first shirts. It was like, shit, it's like sliced bread, man. It was a fresh
I know that.
You understand?
I respect sliced you, brother. I definitely respect you.
Yeah, that damn thing, after I saw that, I stepped back. I took a pause on it. Me and my wife took a pause on it for like 3 years. We came out with the idea, but you know, $1 million idea is never going to lose value. It's all only going to gain. But you know, when you start a business, a lot of things in between. Niggas be thinking it's sweet. Shit ain't sweet. Niggas be acting
at
like
all.
They got love for you. They act like you got mm-hmm. love. They see you the wrong direction. You ask for advice. They see you somewhere trying to throw a fade at you so you won't do better than them. The whole time, just trying to get to where you at. I like how you doing. I like what you feel what I'm saying. But people told you, nah, it's some real shit. You see a nigga like,
nah,
where you get that material from? Or like, yo, where you get that material from? Or where can I get that cut? Or that vinyl? Anybody in the clothing industry, they tell you, like, when can I get a discount on a wholesale? But, yo, try this. Whole time, man, they sending you to connect the material. Whack as hell. You run into the same nigga. You got this shirt. Like, hold the fuck up. This ain't the same nigga you see. You feel? No. I'm trying to tell you, though, that quality and fuck the quantity. It's the quality, yo. You don't put that
absolutely
shit on. That shit on.
Oh, shit.
Man, that's what the fuck. Oh, you don't put that shit on. You got to put that shit on, you got to feel good. Or you got to put that damn thing on your child, and then your child got to look good. And hey, you don't want to put that damn thing on and look like you were sleeping overnight, and then it came outside, so I'm ready. Hell no. But another thing is, with this damn thing, it ain't who, you got to pick and choose who you really deal with. As far as who you even sell it with, you don't want the wrong image on your clothing either. Cause that could burn you out real crazy too. That's just for the people of the future trying to come out with a clothing line. say you sell that shit to, you know, the wrong person, you're going to have the wrong image on that situation with your clothing. Or you can put yourself in a box about the who wear it, and you can't judge nobody. But you can't just aim for one crowd. You got to be open-minded. Shit, I take a white dude walking down the street. If you want to buy it, I'd rather see you buy it because it open up a whole nother situation as far as who want to buy, as far as they coach. So I'm not racist. And you know, everybody chasing that one color, and that's green. But at the same time, all month to get money either.
Hey, yo, callers. I know y'all on the lines, callers. Please do not hang up. Y'all's tapped in with your boy Simi and Money Making Mitch. So I'm going to need y'all to hold them lines. Yo, Mitch, I'm going to tell you how we do it on the show, brother, man. You done beat me to a lot of the questions, but I'm a freestyler, so I think on the go anyway. Basically, we're going to ask you three questions. We're going to give you a chance to shout your social media out, and we're going to go out with a song. And that's how we do it. I'm going to start it out real quick, get to the first question. What made you want to start your own clothing line with so many different competitive clothing lines coming out of the same area that we grew up in?
Same time. When I came out, I came out, I didn't like I came out for no competition as far as anybody in the area I was at. If you was going to come out, you always got to come out different. I'm aiming for the kids. I'm not aiming for adults. Adults to get there is custom-made. Me personally, I'm aiming for your kids. It's a kid born every day. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? It's definitely 10 kids to eat, the human in the world. So I jumped in. I feel as though I'm in my own lane. I'm in no competition. I'm just trying to give. I'm trying to get mine without me crashing heads with nobody. That's it.
I know that's right. I respect that, yo, and that's a humble mind and humble attitude is always the best way to get through shit, especially when you're trying to build a foundation to grow in the long run. Humility is a strong word that a lot of people don't practice. My second question for you is, you said you the jack of all trades. I peeped that earlier. Why you say that? What makes you the jack of all trades?
Nah, because you know. Shit, if you got more than one kid, you got to be a jack of all trades mentally. It's like, as far as me and my wife, that's the one business we was talking about, Messy Kid Clothing. We got two other businesses working on the floor. The other two businesses, we got the Lip Gloss, RJ Gloss Balls. That's what's on Instagram and on the internet of the website. It's the Lip Gloss and the Seller Cover. We sell lip gloss, self-defense, keychains, all different type of accessories, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, everything is aimed for the female thing. It's just basically, it's for my daughter. She's a young entrepreneur herself. She do hair too, so you watch out for that. Then we got the luxury rental chairs. As far as the baby showers, weddings and all that, everybody that, you know, the throne chairs, you sit there, feel like the king and queen that you are. But, you know, we got them out, too, for everybody. So, you know, that's three businesses, plus me and my girl. We getting our spill shit. Got our CDLs. We got our CDLs. We just got that, and we about to start this trucking business. So, you know, that's going on the fourth. We just building basically for the future, our kids. That's what we all doing. You're building your kids. It's your future. Anybody with that understand what I'm saying?
With that said, yo, I definitely, you know, I respect that. And just to comment on that, we about love and, you know, spreading the love on this show. When your daughter ready to launch that line and really, you know what I mean, go about it, you tell her she got a place on my show to come promote her brand. It's always a place here for young entrepreneurs, and that's one thing I encourage. I had a chef and a sous chef. Sous chef was 12 years old, and he's trying to follow in his dad's footsteps and eventually, you know, take over his dad's restaurant and business. So that's what we promote here. You know, we promote not only music, but black entrepreneurs and ownership, because I said it at the beginning of this year, 2021 is going to be the year of black business owners and a lot, not even just that, minority owners in general, because it's our time. We waited long enough. And to see the power of everybody, especially from my hometown, despite what's going on, you know, coming up out of it and, you know, doing things and coming together, it's beautiful. So, you know, you pretty much answered all my questions, brother, man. I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out and where the people can find you and how they can tap in with what you got going on.
You can tap in on it. You know, Messy Kid, at Messy Kid colon. No, at Messy Kid, M-E-S-S-I-E, Kids, K-I-D-S, Instagram. And we got IJ Gloss Balls, at A-H-J-A-E-G-L-O-S-S, Balls. That's Instagram. And the last, JR Luxury Rental, at Instagram.
Yeah. You heard? My boy doing big shit, and I've known this man damn near my whole life. So, you know, God bless you for coming on my show. And anytime you want to come on your show, on my show, bro, you know all you got to do is hit that. You in there. And definitely have Lil Mama come.
Yeah, we're going to have Lil Mama. I'm going to have, my son jump up on there, too, because I'm Luxury, the JR Luxury Rentals. I got that for my two sons. So they controlling
absolutely.
That, you know, they're putting all the kids in power. It ain't about us no more, you heard?
We about the youth here, and that's what I, and that's, you know, God bless. So the viewers listening, don't hang up, and I hope y'all listening and y'all tapping in with what this man's saying. Like I said, everybody I bring on my show is genuine good people that's just trying to do something with themselves and be productive. And this man right here, he's always used his positivity and, you know, even his popularity for not the negative reasons, but for all the positive reasons. So everybody listening, make sure y'all tap in with Money Making Mitch and Messy Clothing. Like, I'm telling you, it's his year. I'm going to tell y'all to hop on the wave, because once he get there, my rules apply to him. Same thing. Don't jump on this wave. So with that said, hey, yo. Fly guys, let me go ahead and get that, yo. I want to thank my boy Mitch, Money Making Mitch, for coming on the show. Let me go ahead and get that, Fly guys. I need that real quick.
What's the song?
Thomas in the heart. Yeah. Thomas in the heart. I came from a place where nobody had it easy. Shit, we all was living hard. Depending on where you rap, you know they gon' come and check. Make sure you are who you are. Yeah. And they may say they by your side, but deep down inside, they don't want you on far. Especially if you gon' do that shit without them. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without this.
What up? I've been in riots where we left the whole floor red. Moving like a pig, we gon' turn you into boar's head. Lacking in my town, I get your staples in your forehead. I had local fiends, then I started getting shortbread. Couldn't afford action figures, we ain't had father figures. We made thousands old folks, they never bother niggas. We tryin' to take over your trap like some squatter niggas. Go ahead, run for sport, I try to hit the fallers, nigga. Throwing big C's up, swing, I get you teed up. Niggas don't share your vision, they gon' act as if your dreams up. I come from a place where we can get your whole team play. Y'all beefing over bitches, everybody on my team fuck. My struggles build connections, we finna get some things in. I made it, you missed, we both shooting at the same rim. I read up three times, you still sitting on that same tent. Feds might come snatch me, they said I got a kingpin.
I came to my place where nobody had it easy. Shit, we all was living hard. Depending on where you rap, you know they gon' come and check. Make sure you are who you are. Yeah. They may say they by your side, but deep down inside, they don't want you going far. Especially if you gon' do that shit without them. Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without this. Like one time I almost lost it, then I found it. Walk around with that 40 like it's my outfit. Always think of my daughter when I be out here. Cause I know this thing called life never lasts long. And I know I made that promise, no matter what, I make it back home. I love my brother T, I swear he like my backbone. Thuggin' in Roselle since he was living in that back room. Pain had to laugh through it, in the truck picking up that dust like a vacuum. I believe in karma, so just stay the trauma. Got an understanding with my baby mama. She ain't understanding, she just see me running. But now she see it and our baby love it. That's all I ever want.
I came
want.
From a place where nobody had it easy. Shit, we all was living hard. Jersey.
Depending on where you rep, you know they gon' come and check. Make sure you are who you are. Yeah.
Where you from?
They may say they by your side, but deep down inside, they don't want you going far.
Crabs in the barrel.
Especially if you gon' do that shit without them.
Without them.
Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without this. Without this.
Yeah. Trap Blues. MLB. Crush, what up, nigga? Yeah. B. Smith.
Hey, yo. Y'all already know the motherfucking vibe. What they say, free blue, though. That was your boy, Mike Larry. Free the boy, though. You already know the shit. You know how we rocking. We getting it in here. Hey, yo. I told y'all I had a show for y'all. Don't I deliver every week for y'all? Don't I always bring some good people through? Shout out to Money Making Mitch. Shout out to Bill Blast. You already know the vibes. I appreciate them coming through. Callers, do not hang up. I'm going to have a whole segment for y'all to just call in. Callers, do not hang up. I'm getting through the guests. I got a good show for y'all still. Do not hang up. We're going to start taking some of them calls. I appreciate you holding the line. My next fucking guest. This boy been working, and he been doing this since I was a freshman and he was leaving high school. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. Call me. Where you from and what you do?
What's good? It's your main man, DJ Focus, live, one and only, tapping in, joining in. What's good, my boy, Simi, man? How you?
I'm all right, bro. Blessings, blessings. You've been a busy man.
Yeah, man, you know, I mean, out here, man, trying to take it one step at a time, man, you know what I mean? Working hard, trying to get to that next level and all of that, you know what I mean? Got the shop, of course. Got the music going on, DJing. You know, same old folk, man. It's a hard job, yo, but somebody got to do it. You know what I mean?
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Hey, you already know the vibe. Before I even jump into the show, yo, thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you for stopping by. First and foremost,
I appreciate you for having me, man. I definitely appreciate you for having me. You know, it's a dope form you got going on here. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you for, you know, keeping me in mind and all of that. I mean, inviting me on the show, let me, you know, just tell the people what I got going on and all of that. You know what I mean? I definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely, bro. So you know the vibe on the show. I ask you three questions, and then I got something set up for you. You ain't been on the show yet, but I'm about to ask you a question at the end of your second question. You'll see how it's going to play out. But my first question for you, brother man, is I see you got a hard-ass song and video to somebody who's really put him on the playing field. How you feeling about that? I see the numbers he's doing.
Yeah, well, you referring to the On Game joint with Moon. Big shout out to my boy Moon. It's we already what 27,000 views in a couple weeks. It's getting a whole lot of love, Instagram and YouTube, and even on Facebook. It's a project that I really believe in. You feel me? My man Moon blessed me, you know, with that feature. And it's an instant classic, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't know, y'all need to go check it out. DJ Focus featuring Moon on Game. It's on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, whatever. It's on all platforms, you know what I'm saying? Just go check it out. Real lyrical track, you know what I mean? I had to get back to the bars on this one, you feel me? But yeah, man, it was dope. It was fun shooting this video. It was fun. You know, the entire process was dope. You know what I mean? We had fun making this one.
Yeah, it looked like y'all did, bro. Like, I actually enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, everybody say it looked like a movie. They say it looked like we shot a motion picture. So, big shout out to Rob Cutts, Cuddy Evans, man. He's my director, man. He's very talented at what he does. You know what I'm saying? If you go check out, just look up DJ Focus on YouTube. And just look through my playlist, Stay Lit and Stay Focused, and you'll see he my main director, and he always got my shit looking like a straight movie. You know, we do a lot of stuff on location, you know what I mean? And it's just something about the way he does it, you know what I mean? It looked like a Bruckheimer film or something. So y'all definitely want to go check his joint out, Pop Shot It. It's he talented. He definitely talented.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I got a segment. We gonna switch the second question though. We gonna skip past this second question. I got a segment. We gonna try it. It's called "You Got Bars."
Oh, I always got bars, man. You know, I always got bars. Like, come on.
You want to let the people hear something? You want to get the people something?
You said what?
You want to get the people something?
I mean, listen, you know me. I'm always ready to go. You know what I mean? I'm always ready to go. Let's see if I can pull something out the 4, 5, 6 trips to head crash, lean to gamble. This hood shit to leave a nigga dream dismantled. I was born in the bullshit. I seen the scandals. In the middle of the darkness, I seen the candles. Shot blast, shoot and scramble. I got cash, shot glass full. I'm with the meanest vandals. And every day a dream get canceled. All because my skin's full of more drugs than things to handle. But this a sample. You riding with a general. If it wasn't for Pops, I might have been a criminal. Born hungry, it might have been subliminal. It's funny, getting money's like a vitamin or mineral. I'm trying to ride in the Hummer. Keeping wide eyes on the prize, realize I'm a stunner. I wonder if I survive, stay alive, or go under. Cause where I'm from, a couple niggas die every summer. I'm tired of the hunger. This shit could get difficult, like dividing the numbers. I'm vibing. Listen, man, I got balls for days, man. I can go for days, man.
Hey, yo, tap in with my boy, yo. He just fucking around with y'all. I'm telling you, yo, this boy is a problem, yo. I followed him for a while, yo. He nice with his shit, yo. Respect the game on that young man wordplay. Hey, yo, I got a question before I jump into that last question for you. And let you, matter of fact, my last question for you is, what you hope to accomplish as far as artist-wise, like in the next 6 months as far as projects, anything you got going on? All right,
well, I'm dropping a single every month. That's my aim, you know, to drop a dope video, dope single every month, you know, give the people something that they can rock with and vibe to. I'm dropping a whole album next month. It's called Focus. Okay, you'll see the early promos for that already starting. My marketing team already starting to put that thing out, you know what I mean, my management. So, you know, like, just be prepared because we're doing the album release party. You know what I mean? We, of course, it's going to be on all platforms and all of that stuff, but I'm also going to have the hard copies going out, you know what I'm saying, and in the little package, you feel what I'm saying, where you get the hard copy CD, autographed and signed, you know what I mean, some Focus merch, you feel me, and I get that to you, you feel me? Like, so it'll be something that will be worth a whole lot of money pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? We going up. In case y'all ain't realize it, in case y'all ain't see it, we going up. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. You know, I just have to say though, you know, big shout out to all of my fans, man, and all of my supporters, man. Like, I really can't do none of this without them. You know what I mean? Like, everybody who tuned in, the folk, all my subscribers, all my followers on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, you know what I mean, and even on Facebook, you know what I mean, I just, you know what I mean, I can't do it, I do this for y'all, you feel me, like, so, definitely big shout out to all my fans and all my followers, yeah, so look out for the Focus album, though. We got a lot of dope features on that shit, like, fire features on there, you know what I mean, I got my man Luciano on there, I got, Not Rashly Nana on there, this is Spanish shorty, she's very, very talented. Matter of fact, we about to drop that video next. And when y'all see that one, y'all gonna be pleasantly surprised, let's just say. Of course, I got my boy Moon on there, and a few other features. I can't think of right now, but definitely a lyrical album. It's definitely a musical album. You know what I mean? Something that you could dance to. You know, it's for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for everybody. It's for the streets. It's for the ladies. It's for the old heads, is for the young heads, is for those who love lyrics, who really, really love those who can really rap, okay? You know what I mean? It's people who love the hooks, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's for all of y'all, you know what I'm saying? So definitely stay tuned and look forward to that. You're going to be able to pre-order that next week, all right? And so pre-order it, you know what I mean? Show love, and you won't be disappointed. You know what I mean? We're dropping a video for every for every song on that joint. So just stay tuned. You know what I mean, some of the videos already dropped, two of them, In the Zone and On Game. So y'all can check them out right now. They on every major platform. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yo, I got one more question before we get out of here, bro. Hey, yo, you know what this is, bro?
You said what?
I said, do you know what this is?
Hey, yo, you said what?
I got him. Hey, Moon.
Minute.
I got him.
Respect the lyrics.
Respect that young man, Pen Game, yo. This is what I'm talking about. You want to go ahead and introduce the world to your song?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is On Game featuring one and only Moon, 106 and Clark Legend, Freestyle Friday Legend. You understand me? Okay. On Game, it's a lyrical masterpiece. We chopped this one up. We chop this one up something crazy. You feel me? Like I said, it's on all platforms. Just Google it. DJ Focus On Game. And enjoy, man. All right? Download, stream it today.
Damn!
Yeah.
You want to call in?
I got him. Hey, Moon.
Minute.
I got him.
Do that.
I got him. Yeah. I'm in the bike, old thing, with a right little thing. Hunting on the dash, trying to hide your plane. White gold chain, off white so clean. On top of the paper, like when you write your name. My life's insane, and I might go sane. I write so flame, cause my life hold pain, but it's like propane. Spend the night on gang, and your life gon' change. Mics go rain, but my nine don't bang. My mind go bang, and my psycho brain. Pyro flame, when I write those things. I'm like Cobain, but I might go Wayne. Nigga, my whole aim with the tightrope things. How the life so lame, now my flight don't change. When I fly, those planes in the sky getting higher than when the white cocaine get inside your veins. Yeah, I define more things, my mind won't change, and I grind no shame. My mind on fame, so I find those lanes. Nigga, I ain't gon' play, nigga, I ain't no game. High cocaine, and my fight go change. Take a flight for Wayne, or I might go Spain. My life's so tame, but it's quite profane. And I'm like, go Jane, bitch, I'm nice on gang. Cause I was born on the back block, from a place where they sworn for the crack rock. Sick of kids getting on with the black block. Bunch of little niggas going at your flat top. Bunch of little niggas going for the jackpot. Narcs running down, going for the stash spot. Everybody getting on when the cash out. Everybody getting off, it's the last. Now coming up with my niggas. Niggas coming up with the niggas. Never giving up on my niggas. Trying to live it up. Money in the church. Trying to get it. Now coming up with my niggas. Niggas coming up with the niggas. Never giving up on my niggas. Trying to live it up. Money in the church. Trying to get it.
I try to get some bucks for my nigga. But now I can't fuck with the nigga. Won't show low love to the nigga. I might have to put a slug in the nigga. How you happy? You broke? You different. Think I'm back and it's a joke? You tripping. I'm relaxed. I be codeine sipping. That's not enough. Put some more lean in it. Still going. Niggas praying on my downfall. Why you think I'm out the way and not around y'all? I be really getting money like I'm pound law. And I started from the dirt like a groundhog. Everybody say these shooters, yeah, sound hard. Shine up a line up, nigga, sound off. And I listen to your music with the sound off. I'm growing up, I remember I was down hard. No cap, no real, no fake shit. If you got what I want, I'ma take it. I told Focus, stay focused, we gon' make it. Need each other at the top and we gon' shake shit. Everything take time, take patience. My facts so fire, they waiting. Hop, I walk down, no chasing. Max down, no fix, no cases. My bitch so bad, yours basic. Hope I don't crack, I'm wasted. Like I'm living in the matrix. Be going up, I was living out the basement. My bitch smoke bad, your spaces. Hope I don't crash, I'm wasted. Blue pill like I'm living in the matrix. Be going up, I was living out the basement.
Now I'm coming up with my niggas. Niggas coming up with the niggas. I'm never giving up on my niggas. Trying to live it up. Money in the church, trying to get it both ways. Now I'm coming up with my niggas. Niggas coming up with the niggas. I'm never giving up on my niggas. Trying to live it up. Money in the church, trying to get it both ways.
You already know the fucking vibe. Gang on gang, nigga. Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Backwoods TV. For the record radio. We made us. Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Y'all tapped in with one of the realest. Home of the independent artists. Home of the independent entrepreneur business. Owners and businessmen and women. Speaking of business women. Ayo. It's an honor to bring my next guest on. This young lady has been working. And y'all already know what I'm about on my show. I'm about bringing hardworking people to the show. So this is what we about to do. We about to bring my next caller on. I'm going to let her tell you who she is, the queen, what she does. Caller, where you from and what you do?
Hey, I'm from Plainfield, New Jersey. My name is Correa, and I am the owner of Swim. I have a swim line, Swim by Rest.
I dig it, Mama. Thank you, first and foremost, as always on the show. Thank you for coming through. I know you've been
Thank
a busy
you for
woman.
Having me.
Absolutely, and it's all pleasure. For the people that's tapped in, all my viewers, I have somebody that's younger. She's working. She's always working. She also happens to be my stylist. This young lady has no limits on her hustle. So tell the people about what you do, miss.
So I have a swim line. It's called Swim by Ray. It's an acronym. It stands for Sexy, Worthy, Independent, Modern Woman. I launched in June 1st of 2019. So this upcoming June will be my third release. Basically, I've always known that I wanted to be a business woman. I actually went to college for business, and I figured swimwear would be the best place for me to start as far as clothing items go. I do have an eye for fashion, and I've always been into it, so swimwear was just something that worked for me. You know, the main goal, I should say, for my business is to have any no matter what body type you have or shape that you have, you should always feel confident, feel sexy, feel like you that girl. And as somebody who throughout life struggled with my appearance as far as my body shape goes, it's empowering for me to make other women feel empowered, especially when it comes to
Hello? Carl, are you there? Carl, are you there? Not sure what happened, Carl. Are you there? I put my apologies. We having some technical difficulty. Not sure what's going on with my callers. But we're going to go ahead and jump back into that song, and we're going to try and solve the problem and see what's going on. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to jump into my neck. We're going to start. You know what? We're going to change it up. We're going to jump into some callers. Callers, what's up? Callers, state your name and where you're from and what you do. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Not sure what's going on. Hey, yo, Flop, we gonna go ahead and spin that joint until we figure out what's going on. Go ahead, give me something out the crate.
Hello?
Oh, there we go. There we go, Queen.
Sorry.
I'm sorry about that. And you can go ahead and continue what you were saying, Queen. I definitely appreciate what you were saying, and, you know, it's good because, you know, I know a lot of women, including some of the women in my family, that, you know, struggle with the same issues as far as appearance, and all they was looking for was a nice clothing line that could boost, you know, just that little bit of extra self-esteem, and I know there's plenty of women who feel like that, and I know there's plenty of men who feel like that when they put on certain clothes, so, you know, respect to that, so we are pretty much on this show. I'm going to ask you three questions, and I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout out to social media and also request a song that you want to go out on. So my first question to you is, being so young, how did you get so active into so many different things? Because I know personally you do a bunch of different things and you're constantly on the move.
I've just always been that way. I've always been, you know, outgoing. In a sense, I've always been social, especially when I was younger. You know, as you grow older, you become more wiser. So I can say that I'm not as social now as I used to be, but, you know, I'm still active and get around. around as far as, you know, going on trips, making sure my business is correct, that I, and on, not to mention I also work a full-time job on top of that. I'm very creative as an individual, so it's just, I don't know, it's just something, it's just, I guess, my makeup as a person. That's why I always, I'm always on the go, as you say, or always doing something.
Oh, I'm not even mad at you, and you know, I hope a lot of young ladies are listening to this as well, because, you know, it's living proof that you can do whatever the fuck you put your mind to. Firsthand, I know this young lady busts ass. You can't tell her no, she don't take shorts, and we need a lot more of that. So respect to you, and, you know, stay on your grind as far as that, and it's definitely appreciated. My second question to you is, who, as a young African-American woman, who is your biggest influence as a woman that, you know, makes you want to, you know, try and help other women, empower women, basically?
Do you mean, like, personal, or do you mean, like, I need to know what you mean by that? Like, do you mean, like, a personal influence, like someone I know in real life?
Absolutely.
Or do you mean, like?
It could be a superstar. It could be a personal influence. An influence is an influence.
So I would say I have multiple. Personal influence is definitely my mother. If anybody that's on this call knows my mom, y'all know how she is. She's about her business, always has been. And
absolutely.
She definitely passed that mentality down to me. We really, like, we grind. We don't have to ask for nothing, want for nothing. So definitely my mother. As far as, like, I guess social, or more so I would say mainstream, definitely Rihanna is one of them. Her style is just always top notch. She's a business person as well, businesswoman, boss. She don't take no shorts either. So yeah, I have a couple others, but those are like my main two.
Absolutely. And that, and you know, my dad didn't do music or anything, but my uncle happened to be a DJ. I don't DJ, but at a young age, I seen my uncle pushing, talking about sometimes not sleeping, but more than 3 hours and going out and DJing another event. And I took that as a personal influence with my music, because if he could keep going, there's no reason why I can't. So I definitely understand that, that point. And, my third question to you would be, where do you see yourself in the next 10 years, and what do you hope to accomplish as far as personal goals and, you know, working goals, whether it's businesses, opening your own personal business, you know, whatever the case may be, where you see yourself in 10 years?
In the next 10 years, I definitely see myself no longer working a full-time job. Ever since I would say probably in middle school to early high school, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I didn't want to work for anybody. If I were to work for somebody, I wanted to be the CEO of that person's company. So that in the next 10 years, I have to be set up business-wise to quit my full-time job and, you know, just hustle as an entrepreneur, full-time entrepreneur. I do have other business ventures that I'm currently working on, different concepts. So I definitely will have an actual stand-up business storefront. I'm not going to go into too much about what it's going to be, but if you follow my social media accounts, which I will say towards the end of this interview, eventually you'll know what those things are.
Absolutely, absolutely, and that's wonderful. Before we get out of here, Karea, I know you are a busy woman, and it's going to be hard for people to catch you unless they tap in, and they really tap in on what you're doing. So before we get out of here, do you have any way you can, you know, any social medias, platforms that you want to tell the people to contact you on so they, you know, they can get into some of that swimwear?
Yes, so I have the swimwear Facebook is Swim by Ray, that's Ray with two Y's. The Instagram account is underscore underscore s.w.i.m. And if for whatever reason you needed to email me, it's swimbyray@gmail.com. My personal account is _RVYY.
And that is that, and that came from the boss lady. Like, shout out to all the young ladies out here working, especially my young queens, because it's always beautiful to see my mom do it and to see the next generation. And hopefully, you know, it's going to be a blessing when I get to see my daughter, you know, following the same footsteps of young ladies like this. So everybody watching, the viewers watching this, the viewers that's going to watch this, tap in. All these are black-owned businesses. And they're here for us. They're here for the people. So let's not forget that. You know, at the end of the night, this is at the end of the segment, we always get a guest a chance to give us a request. Now, Ray, do you have any requests or any songs that you like and you want to hear, possibly fade out on?
Yes, I do. First, I wanted to say thank you again for having me on your platform. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
The song I would like to hear is Picture Me Losing by We Made Us.
All right, well, I'm about to get that queued up for you. I thank you for coming through, like, and I really appreciate it. Stay hungry and humble because I see a lot of beautiful things coming for you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Ayo Flop, I'm going to need you digging the crate, some of that We Made Us music from our We Made Us takeover. I need you digging the crate to pull some of that good old-fashioned We Made Us out. Shout-outs to all the viewers, all the callers. Callers, hold the line. I still got you. We still rocking. Shout out to all my guests tonight. Thank you so much for coming through. I appreciate everybody. Y'all all been lovely. Everybody stay hungry and hustle. Shout out to Hungry Hustlers. Shout out to Messy Clothing Line. Shout outs to Lupe Clothing Line. Shout outs to Swim by Ray. You already know the vibes on the show. What you doing?
Supposed to be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made up since the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these supposed to be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made up since the gang, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
Niggas want beef, we too raw. Speak on my name, get your crew off. Shoot out broad day, then cruise off. Slept on the nigga, got snoozed off. On the block, posted up, we be thuggin'. I don't shoot, I just pass to the youngin'. Off the pills, he geekin', he clutchin'. Me muggin', he ain't goin' for nothing. I'm one of a kind, I'm not like them guys. Play with me and you gon' die. Yellow papers, homicide. We catch him, we stretch him, we leave him. Woody locked for 4 seasons. Niggas bustin' last weekend. The winner to get back season. New year's a new meaning. And I stopped sippin' on lean, don't pour codeine no more. Niggas be living off bitches, but a honcho don't need no whore. I just wanna live my life, see some shit I ain't seen before. R.P. the Woodies ain't Christian Dior. Blood on my kicks, red bottom of the floor.
How can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made us as the gang, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
These people be talking, y'all haters keep snoozing. I'm at your house with a hammer, that's home improvement. It's
far as my mind, I think I'ma lose it. Gifting me the best, it's time I'ma prove I'm fucking with G's, chilling with stars, stabbing the back, pumping the car, still on the grind. Yes, I'ma shine, pay him no mind, I fuck him tomorrow. Alphabet nigga, I'm fucking with G's, chilling with C's and chilling with B's. None of you niggas is fucking with me, if you cold, I'm 100 degrees. Y'all hate, I be silent, my pistol got mileage, I keep me a cannon, I dare you start wildin'. We the best out Jersey, I'm keeping it honest. Leave them wet in the dirt. Now the niggas are island chasing the money, I get to the bank. Run up, I'm popping the tag. Michael Myers with it. When I creep, I come with the mask. Bullets, they pop out the mag. You running like Flash. You niggas is diapers. Your records is ass.
Hey, I cannot picture me losing. And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and then fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And these niggas said we couldn't do it, but now we just showing and proving. And we made us as the label, come on and then fuck with the movement. Hey, how can I picture me losing? And these folks be sucking and fucking and they just be picking and choosing. And niggas say we couldn't do it, but we just be showing and proving. And we made it to the game, niggas can't fuck with the movement.
Back in this bitch with another one. You know my niggas don't take L's, so we left out this bitch with another one. Fuck approval, I know that I'm number one. And who really fucking with me? Whole city say I'm up next, tell me who really fucking with me. Was late for this shit, it ain't nothing to me. So many ways that I come on that beat, I be switching it up, you don't know if it's me. For certain, you know that it's heat. One time that I put out some shit that was weak. This ain't for the strong nigga, not for the weak.
For real.
Real shit, I ain't sleeping a week. Been in the lab with a pen and a pad, making hit after hit while I've been on the street. Straight through the roof, what the fuck is the peak? You ain't talking about money, then no, we can't speak. These niggas know I'm the man, I don't give a damn if they fuckin' with me on my team. These bitches know I'm the man, they all wanna fuck with the boy when I'm up on the scene. Keeping it real, they won't fuckin' with me. Back when I was the shit, now I'm up on their scene. But look at me now, I know I'm the shit, nigga, look at me now. They lookin' like how, turn nothing to something, they lookin' like how. I married again, I told her I love her, I settled my vows. Now they screamin' my name, everywhere that I go, they be screamin' and smell. Gotta stay with the gang, they be right by my side when I step out the house. We don't fuck with no lame, nigga, we made us to be screaming and loud. Know I'm black and I'm proud. I'm a young black king and I'm black and I'm proud.
I'm black
smoking
and I'm
black
proud.
In the mouth. Rolling gas up and I'm feeling real wild. Let's go. Yeah.
And they cannot fuck with the movement. They just be picking and choosing. They cannot fuck with the movement. They picking and choosing. These bitches be stupid. These niggas they losing like damn. Singing along with the movement. Yeah.
Yo, y'all already know the vibes. We tapped in with Backwoods TV for the record radio. Shout outs to We Made Us. Shout outs to the whole gang. Gang Gang, Concho, Kenfo, Mouth Messenger. Shout outs to all the management. Shout outs to all my guests. Shout outs to the callers. Shout outs to the viewers. Shout outs to everybody. You already know the vibes. We got a few minutes in. I'm going to take these calls. We're going to get out of here. I got one call on the line. We're going to go ahead and take that call. Caller, what's your name? What you doing? Where you from?
What's going on with you, man? Shimmy just tapped in. King Kush in the building.
Kush Money, what's good with your brother, man? What's good with you? How you doing?
Same shit, different toilets, dude, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm out here chilling, brother, man, trying to, make a dollar out of 15 cents, as they say.
Yes, sir. Indeed.
Yeah, brother, man, I hope you tapped in, man. I had some people, some hungry people that's ready to come to your show. Show the room for a little bit.
Real talk, man. Shit, bring them along, man. Definitely tapped in. You know, shout out to all the callers who called in and, you know what I'm saying, and promoted themselves and you know, what they do and just for calling as well, man. So much success to all your future endeavors.
Absolutely, brother, man. For the people that don't know, this is one of my partners from For the Record Radio. He holds the building down on Wednesdays. You already know the control room. Matter of fact, he know better what he do than I do. Cuz, what you do, brother, man? Tell the people what you do.
Yes, sir, man. Last night was epic, man. I had a dope night last night, man. I had Young Hitter in the building, man, coming all the way from, I think it was from Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Man, we're going to stay nice, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Yes, sir, man. You know, y'all make sure y'all stay tapped in, tuned in with the control room. Well, you guys can call in and control the last 15 minutes of the show. We have a lot of fun playing up with dope independent artists, man, globally from all over the world, such as Semi and Young Hitter. Indeed, man. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in, man. The control room every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time. Let's get it.
Well, I don't host the control room, but I'm going to let you get the option to control the last song we go out on, bro. You got any requests that you want to hear to end this beautiful segment of the show?
Man, you know what? I'm going to let Flock Gaza choose that, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Flock, man, play something. You know what I mean? That's dope. You know what I mean? Shout out to Flock Gaza, For the Record Radio, the team. Shouts out to everybody out there. Shouts out to Haiti the Great. You know, so let's get it, man. Flock Gaza, man, what you got, man?
Yeah. You already know. It's your boy Flock Gaza. VX in the building, let's get it.
Don't make me black out on my black money world shit. New York City is back, I'm on my money shit. Don't gotta take your girl, I got my own bitch. Don't gotta drive your car, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't gotta blame nobody. I put in the work so I don't owe nobody. The shit you about to receive is all body. And never gonna go and deceive nobody. I keep it 100, ask about me. Fly guys approve, that's the news about me. They try to keep me down, but I keep climbing. The things you about to see, you will rewind it. God is with me and there's no stopping. I shall improve on myself while they still watching. And the growth, can't cop it, so stop it. Trust the process to stop the nonsense. Cause common sense is not so common. Most living rotten, I'm from that rotten city where people show no pity and the nights get grimy. They pop the Henny, then pop a Willy. Shout out to my people down in Philly. I'm from an elevated state, pissy, get with me. I can't stand people that be all shifty or mixy or wishy-washy, you get it copy. I've been humble, now it's paparazzi, I'm running doubles. I love the hustle, can't hear you, you coming choppy. Move from around me.